Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more, no more. Feed me till I want no more.
Hi, Bert, what's occurring?
What's occurring, Bert? Well, I'll tell you what's not occurring. Me joining you on a lap of Spain, mate. we might as well dive straight into it, not beat about the bush, eh? But that's one thing that's not occurring.
Yeah, I noticed you've had a bit of a haircut as well.
Oh, mate, I've gone all in for this welter. And yeah, didn't make the cut. If you're wondering what he's talking about, yes, I did shave my head ready for the welter. So it's a bit, I said to you before, didn't I? It's a bit like that, I'm sure everyone know it, that Homer Simpson emoji where he's like, walks back into the hedge and says, nope. But yeah, mate, if I'm honest, no, I'm pretty fucking gutted, actually. I think for the last 4 months, it's been all towards this. You know, I've raced, done some nice races. I've trained really well. And all the kind of signs said we're pointing the right direction. People I spoke to within the team point the right direction. And but maybe it's a bit my naivety, really, is that I thought I was more in the door than I really was. And yeah, I think, you know, you have setbacks in life and in sport, don't you? But I think what you got to remember is, you know, it's a bike race, isn't it? Let's keep things in context. But that being said, you know, like a career is full of highs and lows, and you can be, you know, going really well, looking forward to great things, and then the next moment told you can't do them great things and you can't go on that mission. So, yeah, I think the only thing you can really do is just, just laugh about it, innit? So feel free to take the piss. I won't bite back. I might bite back. But you know, you could joke about it. But yeah, deep down, it is pretty gutting. And it does hurt to be not make the cut. But, you know, they've got 8 great blokes there. So
yeah, it's one of them things, innit? Like you say, I guess it's more the fact that you kind of are going well, good weight, etc., and kind of had no reason to believe selection was that close, I guess, than what it turned out to be. I guess that's just a combination of the young guys as well. Like, what's his face? Kimbo. Like, he was obviously had a really good start to the year in the classics and that, and just that's continued. In Poland, he was super, to be honest. Like, there was one stage where Dupluski and Timon rode on the front to get rid of the sprinters. There was maybe 50 guys at the top, even a bit less, and he was there just off the back made it, you know, did a good job at the end. Good lead out for Cueto. Cueto didn't quite have the legs to finish it off. But yeah, it's just one of those things, isn't it? And like you say, that's just sport. It's brutal. And, you know, yeah, that's the call that's been made. And I'll definitely miss you, mate.
Appreciate it.
Because, yeah, we've done quite a few good, well, not just Grand Tours, but just races together. But yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it? And Pavel was in the same boat. Pavel was, he's done at least 4 weeks of altitude since the Giro in preparation for this. And he was kind of thinking that he's going to be there as well. But yeah, it all changed. And yeah, he was cut, basically left out. And I spoke to him briefly, or messaging, and kind of said to him, it was just like, mate, it's brutal, but at the same time, you've done all this work now. And for him, he can be pissed off and angry at the team and sort of just roll around at a few races now and see the season out. You know, he's leaving, he's going to UAE, and then he can start again. But I was like, at the same time, mate, you've done all this work now, you're going well. You know, look at the calendar, look at what races really sort of like turn you on and make you want to go there and put in a good performance and, you know, be selfish and go for your own goals and really try and take a positive from it now, you know, and go to some races, try to win. So, and I think that's what he's going to do. So that'll be good. That'll be interesting to see how he goes, really. But it's just hard, isn't it? It's just, yeah, as we keep saying, cutthroat. And what Steve Peters always used to say to me was, life's not fair, and the sooner you accept that, the better, because it doesn't always happen as it should sometimes, or as you think it should. And yeah, it's easy to say when it's not you, but it's
yeah,
kind of...
You always get selected. Ooh, jeez, mate. Jeez, mate, the squad.
2020 tour, didn't, mate.
No.
But...
No, you're right, mate. And I think, you know, when they called me, your first reaction is like, oh, for fuck's sake, and a bit of anger. Not anyone in particular, just like, what... Yeah, and the reason is, like, why didn't I get selected? Because I'm not good enough. Like, the best eight guys went, I wasn't in the cut. All right, whatever. But your first reaction is like, for fuck's sake. But then, like you say, it's like, you either mope around feeling sorry for yourself, or you go, well, I prepared for it, I'm going well, make hay while the sun shines. And I just said to Kath, right, I'm going to go to the fridge and open a bottle of wine and I drink it. Well, with her, I didn't drink the whole thing. Then I'm going to go out on the town and I'm going to send it. I got home in the early hours of the morning, had a hangover day, and the next afternoon I was like, right, that's it now, that's done, get on with it now. And just after, you know, I kept my head down. So after a long time of that, just you know, open the release valve, send it, and now that's it now, new program. I'm not actually going to say what races I'm doing, because I don't want another Homer Simpson in the Hedge moment. But I've got a nice program. You know, the team's given me the next best thing to ride in the Vuelta. So, yeah, I've got a nice program, and I hope I can fulfill that program. But I can...
Yeah, like Dupluski... Sorry, I was going to say, Dupluski was saying, you know, for climbers, it's harder. Like, he was talking about Pavel. Like, for climbers, it's harder, like... There's no real nice races like the Vuelta this time of year, but I don't know, there's still good races, isn't there? Like, especially Pavel, like, he's not a pure climber. Like, for you, it's different again, because you can be competitive in sort of anything, but with him, he can still look at one-day races and even Tour Britain, or I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe he'll do Canada Plouay, that sort of program, but it's still a lot to go at, isn't there?
Exactly, mate. And like you say, I think... with stuff like this, you can also get too caught up in it. And sometimes just, like, you just take a step back and you go, right, I haven't been selected for a bike race. All right, cool. And it is what it is.
Like, yeah, exactly.
And I had a message off someone and it was like they were saying, like, condolences, you know? And I almost laughed to myself. I was like,
yeah,
I'm all right. Like, it's all right. It's a bike race, you know? So, yeah, shit, but like we say, crack on. And you know, there's eight great blokes there, and we'll take a short break and we can run through those eight great blokes and talk about your own aspirations.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Be thou still my strength and shield. Strength and shield.
Right, so first great bloke, me. I'm going to the Vuelta. I'm great, aren't I? What a guy.
What a guy. Ooh, ooh. G's got selected again. Isn't that great? life is fair after all.
So it's me, Dupluski, Diamond, Egan, Pipo, Kim, Omar, and Castro.
Yeah.
That's the team. Pretty strong team. You know, just thinking of that TTT, that's a decent... You know, if you're putting a TTT team together in our team, quite a few of those guys would be in it, wouldn't they?
More than half. Yeah.
Like if it was just a TTT, I mean, like,
yeah.
Okay, you would put Josh in it, but
Quiato.
Off the top of my head now. Oh, Quiato. But a lot of the other guys would still make it, you know, Castro and obviously Pipo.
You, Dupluski.
Time and probably be around there. Yeah. So, but yeah, strong team. Obviously, Pipo having a great year. Obviously, would have loved to have won the Worlds, the TT, but was close, but he can get revenge there. There's a 24K TT, I think, in the Vuelta. Kim, it was obviously, as we've said, moved on a lot. Like, we did Canada with him last year, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, and like, it was night and day between him there and Poland recently. So yeah, he's got a great opportunity. I think he was surprised as well from what Steve said. Like, when he found out, Kim was like, "Wow, that's a, you know,"
and like
a nice.
Like you say, he stepped up massively this year, and he's at that stage of his career where. Just needs that grand tour to go to the next level as well, maybe, like in the classics next year. And he was being unlucky as well. There was a race he should have won back. I did with him day after San Remo. He should have won that one as well and got taken out. But he's had a great season, hasn't he? And he'll kind of be, no, I guess him and Pipo will be like the flat dudes.
Yeah, primarily. And then you kind of got Omar and Castro sort of like flat to, well, even high mountains with Castro, so... Yes, you've got four real versatile guys there. Well, Dupluski as well, to be honest. Like in the Giro, he's riding every day. He did something every day. But then obviously we got the four sort of climbers then with Egan, myself, Timon and Dupluski. So it's it's going to be a decent little team.
We spoke about Kim. Let's work from the flat to the mountains. So we've covered Kim, Ghana, TTT. Obviously, massive 2 days for him. Other than that,
yeah,
it's just all the hard yards, isn't it, really?
Yeah, like if there's any dodgy days, Like, I remember, do you remember in the Giro with when Egan won and they went over like some sort of plateau and there was crosswinds, which was, there's hardly ever crosswinds in Italy, is it?
No.
In the Giro. But I just remember seeing him like ripping the race to shreds. Like, he's just got that in him, man, that he can be real useful if there's anything like that around.
And on his day, and he could even climb, like, if he wants to.
Yeah. Those medium mountain days and stuff. And like in the Giro, he got me out of the shit twice, I think, like in the first few days. There was one day, the first stage maybe, there was a big crash, kind of just got through it, but I was at a standstill, and then he came past, and mate, I think that's the hardest kilometer of my life.
Yeah,
trying to hold his wheel. Well, certainly this year it was unreal. I was just there, just anyway, I think I've gone through that before anyway. And then there was another time into Naples, I think it was Napoli, and I had a puncture or something, and then he brought me back and stuff. So he's just useful for all that type of jazz as well, you know. And so yeah, he'll be a big.
And then also he can just win on a lot of days, can't you really? Well, you know, unless it's a big mountain. Depends how the team is. Is it like all for GC on more stages? But I guess it'd be, you know, GC. But then if the opportunity is there, take a stage. He can also win along the way, can't he?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like that Giro in that I crashed out of, the COVID one. When Teo won, he won maybe four stages there.
Yeah.
Three TTs and then a road stage as well. So yeah, when he's going, he's good. So he'll be massive. And there's Omar. I think he's won a stage before. Has he won a stage in every Grand Tour? He definitely has in the Tour, and I bet good money on the Vuelta. I don't know about Giro.
Yeah, I think maybe Tour of Welter he's won at, yeah, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, let's go with that.
He's versatile, though, isn't he? He can do everything, really. And as you say, he's got a win in him as well. So, yeah, he'll be good to have around.
Yeah, no, like you say, he ticks all them boxes, doesn't he?
And also a bit of Spanish as well, so he'll have that extra little like motivation, won't he? When he's around home roads, and he'll know roads, and that's always useful, like having people actually know the roads and stuff. And you know him, Castro. Yeah, I think they'll be
source that good
handy in that regard.
Source that good. Source the good ham on for the dinner table. Know which ones
exactly.
To buy.
Yeah, know the good wines.
Yeah,
around.
And then Castro. I mean, he's a man who needs a little introduction, really, and he's one of the most bang for your buck domestiques out there on the market. He can. Yeah, no, he'll
finish top 20.
Hey, he'll finish for top sure. 20. Oh, like in the Tour.
Yeah, he's top 20 in every Grand Tour.
Top 20 in every Grand Tour. Probably more of a pure domestique to a guy who can grab a stage, maybe. I'd say he's just, like in terms of a domestique, he is, you know, one of the best on the market. Can he win within the race? Potentially not, but as a domestique, he's just... And for such a small guy,
you know,
can...
Mad fact about him.
Never won a road race.
The button. Yeah, never won a road stage, but he's got about 10 wins. They're all in TTs.
Eight of them are the Spanish nationals.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
He was European champion, wasn't he, as well? TT.
Could well have been, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was, yeah.
But that's the thing with the TTT as well. I don't think anyone wants to sit behind him. As you were saying, he's so small.
No. No. True. That's an interesting fact. Never won a road stage. Well, there you are. That backs up my point of maybe not a win within a winner, but domestique-wise.
He was second.
Fantastic.
Second in the Tour recently. But yeah, great domestique. And I think he's good for like Egan as well. I think they're quite close and, you know, the whole Spanish.
Yeah.
Well, language anyway.
Well, I've never met a bloke who goes, that Castroveo, he's a bit of a knob, isn't he? He's just a likeable guy, isn't he? Like everyone loves a Castro.
Yeah.
And then moving on to more pure GOAT territory. Who's next in line? Arisman.
Egan.
Making his... he's still on his big comeback, isn't he, really? Like, okay, he's raced.
Yeah,
but
I was...
He's still on the comeback.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie. I was surprised he wanted to do the Vuelta. I thought, as you say, he's still on his comeback. Like, he's done really well to make the Tour. And... Yeah, he might have started with aspirations to try and ride GC, but you know, once he was out of that, he sat up and, you know, rode for the team and was, from what I hear, real good asset to the team as well, and always, you know, gave everything he had for the team. But I was surprised, like, after his injuries and stuff, I thought he might just want to do some other races and whatever, and, you know, after doing the tour and whatever. But he's keen. He's but we all know his quality, what he can do. You know, he's won 2 Grand Tours, crying out loud. So, tour being one of them. So,
you sound like such an old
class
man.
Rider.
You sound like such an old man. He said, for crying out loud. Did you honestly just say that? Do you know who you sounded like? Carlton Kirby.
Who's that?
You just sound like Carlton Kirby. Yeah, he always says that. Look at the strength of the man.
Crikey Moses.
Look at the strength of the man. He's won 2 Grand Tours, for crying out loud. Geraint Kirby. Fuck's sake. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. All right. For crying out loud. How old are you? 90?
Feeling 90 at the minute, mate.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Moving on. Arisman. I've never raced with him. Just a go, isn't he? Strong.
No?
Dutch.
Yeah. Yeah. He's quality. He's only 23. Typical sort of young guy at the moment, you know. Just actually, he's not. But, like, you know, he's proper dialed and he's, you know, on it and he's committed. And, you know, he's had a 6th in the Vuelta last year, 6th in the Giro this year. Super talented, strong guy. He could be up there this year again. He's super light as well at the minute. Hope he hasn't pushed it too much, but he's lean, he's mean, and he's ready. So, and he's super motivated. So I think he'll go well.
And then we have Duplessis. Mm. Done 4 weeks in altitude since the Giro. And again, another guy worth his weight in gold. He can win within the race as well. I mean, he's won Eneco Tour, for crying out loud. And we've seen how good he was in the Giro. After a few tough years, he's just bounced back and he's just as good as ever, maybe better than ever. So be a great asset for you and can win within the race, you know, if on any given day, you know, he's pretty versatile. So yeah, another great addition. And then yourself, Geraint Thomas.
Yeah, just one more thing about Tymon and Duplessis. They've done 4 separate altitude camps. First one in January. They're in Tenerife for 2 weeks and then this altitude hotel for another week. So 3 weeks in total, pretty much. 3 weeks in Sierra before Giro. More or less 3 weeks, maybe a bit less, in Andorra before this. And then Duplessis came here for a week and Tymon was in Andorra because that's where he's living. So. But it's mad, though. That's mad, isn't it? The way the sport is, like, over 10 weeks or around 10 weeks altitude this year.
That's mad. Are they single by any chance?
No. Well, I think they will be soon. yeah. I'm just glad that I've only got, well, however long left. But yeah. If I was like 23 now and having to do that, like, I'd obviously do it and you commit to it, but it'd be hard to race your bike for 17 years pro, I think. Well, it'd be hard for me.
Yeah, they won't. The career is going from 20 to 30 nowadays, mate. This generation who are turning pro now make massive money done by 30. The times are changing. I just got a little stat in from our stat man. So Omar has won a stage at the Giro and the Tour. And a couple of years back, he was 2nd on a stage of Vuelta. So as close to the triple as you can get. So it's there for the taking. But G, moving on to the last man, yourself. What's the plan, mate? You know, you said briefly go into it, get everything you can out of it. And yeah, what are we thinking?
Same, really. I think just go there, try and get the best result possible, you know. Same attitude as kind of always had, really. You know, I've put in as much work as I could now after the Giro. It's kind of weird, the sensations at the minute, because I've never really done, well, I haven't done this program before. I feel a bit unsure sometimes, but then this last week in Isla, definitely been moving all right. So we'll see how it goes. Just get stuck into it, enjoy it, and see what we can do out of it. And I think for the team as well, obviously GC is a goal, but I think I'm also quite keen for everyone to take an opportunity if it comes for them as well. You know, just try and, you know, as we say, win within the race, but look at stages and, you know, obviously there's days where, you know, so-called satellite riders like Jumbo tend to always have guys in the break and, you know, drop back to help. Or if we could have something similar, but those boys can actually win, go for the win, or potentially could, you know, come back and help if needed. So I think just be aggressive with it, have a bit of, enjoy and have fun. You know, it's easy to say, oh, go and have fun and just enjoy it, but when it's super hard, it's hard really, isn't it? But I think it's a decent group. Hopefully we can gel pretty quickly because we haven't ridden, a lot of us haven't ridden together. Well, I've ridden with everyone because obviously I've been around for donkeys now, but like Tymon Dupluski, that Giro squad was pretty tight knit. Obviously it's quite a big change now. So, but I think, yeah, that's the main thing for us. The whole, how we race together, communication and all that jazz, and, you know, on the road and afterwards, and not being, you know, not getting upset if somebody sees it differently to how you see it and stuff. So, as in tactics or how you race or what you did in the race and all that jazz. So, but yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Mega, mate. Mega. I think, yeah, we'll still crack on with our pods, I think, won't we? I'll bit of a different spin to what I expected. Expected to be sat next to you, but it'll be on the old internet.
You can always come out, mate. You can always come out to a rest day. Do a live rest day pod. but anyway, so you're in Germany now. You do Hamburg and tour Germany, right?
Yeah, man. Hamburg tomorrow. We had a great pre-race ride today, so we stopped at the Swatch shop. You know the watches, Swatch?
Yeah.
You probably won't know this, but they did a collab with Omega. So you get these Omega Swatch watches. A few people might know what I'm talking about. But they're quite hard to get. And we pulled up outside this Swatch shop. And we all went in and we all bought a Swatch. So we all got new watches. So it was a great pre-race ride.
nice.
That was eventful. Race tomorrow. Hamburg, we got Elia Viviani, who's won the race 3 times. We've got Ethan making his return after crashing out in Dauphiné. And then next week, I got Deutschland Tour Germany. So, like you say,
when's that start?
Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday to Sunday, 5 days. And we got Ethan there. And like you said before, we got Pavel there. So, yeah, just give them boys everything I got, see how we end up. And, yeah, and then on to some other races.
Quality.
Be good, mate. Be good.
All right. Well, good luck with that. I hope you make it to Deutschland Tour.
Mate, don't start. No, I hope I don't make it to Deutschland Tour. Last minute for Vuelta.
Yeah. It is a great race, that, to be fair, Deutschland Tour.
It's good, isn't it? It's good. Yeah.
Happy won days. It last year. Who's got number one? Someone
who won
one.
It?
Oh, Yates won it, didn't he?
Ah, he did, didn't he? Yeah.
Mm. Do that. Did say, oh, you cut me from the world. Give me number one, at least, you bastards.
Yeah, that yeah, should it. Be
go
number
on.
One.
Go on.
Or at least like poster boy on GCN again. Something.
Yeah.
Give me something, people. Give me something. All right, well, mate.
I like them, but.
Yeah, we'll catch up again before the Vuelta. Chew the fat. Get into this Vuelta a bit more. Detail, favourites, jersey winners, stages, all that jazz. Mega. Have a good one, bud.
Sounds. Cheers, bud. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye.
I'd be over a great Jehovah pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
place where you belong.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.